In mid-December, authorities in Jowhar in the Middle Shabelle region of central Somalia stopped a Red Cross humanitarian convoy for what they called a quality check. 4 weeks later, the ICRC say it hasn't received any reason why authorities are still holding up the convoy, and due to that, they have decided to suspend its operation in central and southern Somalia. Anna Shaf is ICRC Africa's communication officer. She says the agreement on food distribution the ICRC had with the local authorities is not being respected, and that until they have guarantees, they will not distribute the food.
We had an agreement that they would respect our working modalities, which allow us to work as a neutral and independent humanitarian organization. So we have working modalities that are the same all over the world, which means, for example, that we are the ones making the assessments on the ground and we are the ones deciding what we are distributing and where exactly.
Shaf says the ICRC is very much concerned about the situation and called on local authorities to give a quick explanation on why they are holding truck full of food aid.
Now would like to know what the reason is for the blockage of this convoy, and we'd like to have guarantees that our working modalities are respected in the future so that we can actually go on with the food distribution as planned for 1.1 million people.
Shaf did not specifically say who is blocking ICRC supplies from reaching Somalis in need. However, Middle Shabelle is controlled by the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, which has banned most of aid groups from operating in the areas under its control. ICRC is one of the few humanitarian aid agencies that has been given access and is providing basic needs in central and southern Somalia. The humanitarian crisis in the region remains one of the worst on the planet. Several parts of southern Somalia were declared famine zones last year, and the region has suffered through years of drought and conflict. The drought has eased in recent months thanks to improved rains, but insecurity remains high in the south, where Kenyan forces who entered Somalia in October are fighting frequent battles with Al-Shabaab. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.